Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 15 of this Let's Play playthrough of Manamon 2. Oh boy. Last night we explored Requia and met Princess Andromeda, who said to us that in order to get to the source, we need to head through the Barren Underground. And oh boy, what an episode this is going to be. Joining me today is Angeline. Unfortunately, Angeline couldn't be here yesterday, so she missed finding revives in the toilet and stuff like that. But...
Wow, that was my favorite part, though, because you could flush the toilets and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I did a little bit of grinding, but I got bored of grinding, so I was like, do you know what, stuff this, let's get cracking. We'll probably level up a bit while we're down there, and if necessary, when we're before the boss fight, I can always get the team up to 50. Gym Ninjarkon is almost there, he's at level 49.
Since Trixie, even health has increased by one and magic defense has increased by one.
So overall, we're doing pretty good right now. So, let's head in. I got some gold and I bought some revives and healing items and stuff like that. So, in order to head to the Barren Underground, we head east through the water and then north, and those steps you can hear.
Barren Underground.
And we're here.
Ultra encounter.
I'm going to use Ultra encounter down for now. I have to say, the music in this area is amazing.
Yeah.
Found a revive.
Oh,
sorry.
That's all right.
In the window here.
Oh, that's useful.
Yeah. Here
we go. Okay, so we have a boulder here, which we need to push. Onto this switch.
I did all that wrong, I know, because I never heard the thing. Yeah. But I was still able to get through. Or did I? Maybe I did. I don't know.
Okay. So, now we have to navigate our way. Sorry, can you hear that all right, Angeline? Or does it need to go off?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Okay, so we now have to navigate our way past moving fireballs.
Oh, this part.
Yay. One notification.
Let's save in case I mess up.
Game saved.
Always a good idea to save.
Mighty Herb. Select the character to... Ninja King swallowed the Mighty Herb, healing 67 health. Game saved.
Oh shoot.
Mighty Herb. Select Strong Herb. Ninja King swallowed the Strong Herb, healing 67 health.
Okay. Damn. Got hit again.
Strong herb. Select. Ninja kid swallowed the
okay,
stone.
So we have passed
67 health.
Fire. However, be careful because we now have 12
game saved.
South.
Oh, the fire pit, right?
Yeah, and a treasure chest. So if you go in that pit, you...
Oh, shit. Oh, crap. I just realized something. Oops. I hope that wasn't coming out. Great.
Didn't hear anything.
I forgot I had music going in the background, and yeah, I hope it's not coming out, but I stopped it, so.
Okay, so I'm gonna do one of the most annoying areas first, because I always find it hard to find. So, in this room, we have boulders blocking a ladder.
Yes, this room was difficult. I had trouble in there.
So, the way we have to do this is...
Game saved.
This weird sounding boulder.
Yeah, it sounds like a...
Out the way.
Yeah. It sounds like a couple boulders mixed in with... I don't know how to describe it.
So...
Sounds like a piece of glass with a boulder rolling around inside it is what it sounds like.
What you want to do
and say that for each time you move, because otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, if you leave this area, Hold.
It resets. So you have to do it all over again.
The boulders have different sounds to better help you know where one ends and the other begins.
Yeah, this area sucks.
Okay, so now...
Select input saved.
So what you need to do, you need to hit...
Select.
I'm trying to explain it as I go. Basically, what you need to do, you need to... After you've moved that weird-sounding boulder, you then need to head... Find a little gap near the entrance... To the west of the entrance in the north wall. You need to go through that gap so that you can then get the ladder on your left side rather than your right side, so that then you can find the other boulder and push it to your west. Because your goal here is to... The boulders are blocking the ladder. So your goal here is to unblock that ladder so you can climb it to the next level.
Yeah, but there is one boulder that you can't move, and it's the very south-ish one. Because it's up against the wall. It's in a corner, so you can't move that one. But it's fine, leave it there.
Okay, so now... Save again. Save... There we go. So the last boulder, move itself a few spaces so that then you can follow the path east to then climb the ladder into F2 of this area. However, we're not out of the woods just yet. We now have a puzzle to do. And we all love puzzles, don't we, eh? Well, this puzzle, the way it works, I will explain. By the way...
No, that was a difficult puzzle for me, yeah.
By the way, whatever you do...
Don't go back out of the room.
Don't go out of the room or speak to this person.
You aren't allowed here. No one is.
Oops.
Yeah, if you do that, the whole puzzle will be reset.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So that is a switch. There are...
But not just any switch.
How do I explain? There are some boulders here, a table, which is there just to be annoying, in a sense.
And in the way.
And in the bloody way. And there is also a skeleton statue. So, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to move the boulders out of the way so that you can then push the skeleton statue north onto the switch. When I did this puzzle on my first playthrough, it took me ages to solve it. I was stuck in this room for about an hour because I did not have the foggiest idea about what to do here.
Yeah, I did too. I goofed big time. It took me a while.
So, to start things off...
Game saved.
Because I kept pushing the boulders into the switch instead of the skeleton statue.
So start by pushing the first boulder right out of your way. Second boulder to the east and then south.
Ultra Encounterdown's effects have expired. Ultra Encounterdown.
Yeah, make sure you have plenty of those too.
Saved. Select an option.
Okay, so we're almost there. So now,
game saved. You aren't allowed. No one is.
Baron Crap.
That's why you save.
Yeah, reload.
There we go. Puzzle solved.
And save again. Or at least I did, anyway.
Saved.
Okay, down this pit.
Baron Underground. The statue has resumed its place overhead. No getting back out.
Oh, there was a chest in there, though. Behind that hole, I think.
What's that?
Too late now. Oh, crap.
No.
I think, anyway, I could be wrong, but I thought there was a chest or a couple items in that room.
Baron Underground. The statue has resumed its place overhead. No getting back out. File. Baron Underground. The statue. No.
Oh, crap. Seems like I remember. I thought. I don't know. I could do it. Whatever. Oh, God, not this one.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to retry. I'm going to retry that.
That was bad.
You can avoid that electricity.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can, Christy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay, so in order to progress, there are fireballs here and a conveyor belt.
Ooh, there's the electricity right there.
Yep, avoided.
Phew, wait.
Okay, so in order to avoid the electricity...
Yeah, another hole.
In order to avoid the electricity, when you're on the conveyor belt, move to the west, and the electricity won't hit you. And before you go down that hole, open this chest.
There's the chest.
Found the underground key one and restored the underground
key one. Nice! One key down. Two more to go.
Game saved. Select.
Okay, one key down, two to go.
Game saved. Barry Underground F2.
Oh yay, my favorite room.
Okay, so the way this room works is there are Giropertas. And the way this works is you have to get past them.
Yeah, and save.
Because
stress enough.
If they...
Oh, you're getting close.
I've got to remember where to go.
Go right.
That's what happens if...
Yeah.
And they send you right back to the start.
Mm-hmm. You're close.
Yeah. I've got to remember how to do this. Oh, shit. I bet you've got to go up the east
wall. Yes, you have to go up the east wall, but then you have to go west. When there's a big gap between them and then east again, I think. I don't know. This was a tough room. I hated this part. Wait until the pitch is lower, and I think that's when you can get past.
Ah!
There.
Right, there's a gap in the west wall.
Game saved.
Oh
shit!
Oh no, that's not right.
I need to head north a bit more.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I hate this.
I hate this room so bad.
Have I explained it right?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay, so when they're lower in pitch.
So close.
When. When they're lower in...
Game saved.
See, that's a bad area right there because there's a couple of them.
Input save game.
No.
Game saved.
Okay, I know where to... No, I know where to go now.
Combined ghostly energy to remove...
Okay.
Sorry about all the reloading.
Yeah, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Because this room is a pain in the butt.
Sorry, I got past them. I went west. I got past them.
There's more, though, on the other side. When you're going north, there's more.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there were quite a few of them you had to go through. I think, yeah.
Yeah, there's more.
So now, yeah, this is the tricky part, is getting around them.
Game saved. Select.
Ah, there you go. I think you got it. I think you got it. Oh, there's an item, but watch out. There's an electric.
I can't even get to that fucking item. Oh, that's the first time I've swore in this playthrough.
Yeah, I think you have the circle. There's a path that goes, I think, south, and then it goes back. But
I'm in a really narrow path at the moment with north and south walls, like, literally blocking. I can only go west. Oh,
yeah.
I
think you do have to run through that, and yeah, that's a pain because I got hit pretty good.
I apologize for swearing, folks, in this part. I try not to swear, but
this part is very difficult.
And now we have an electric track to the south, but it's very, very slow.
I thought it was pretty fast myself. But you have to go that way to get through to get that item, I think, because I know my team got hit.
Oh my god, I just thought of a really cruel thing. Thank god you're not, though. Imagine if you were timed going through this room.
Oh, thank god I'm not. Jeez. I would have gave up if we were. I would have said, no, screw this. Excuse me. Oh, man, we just got it big time.
Baron Underground F3.
Mighty oh, crap.
Select it won't have any effect.
Okay, we made it.
Select
Ninja. Miss the item.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to get that item, but oh well, I guess. Mighty herb. I think it was a revive or something, I don't remember.
Ninja Kid swallowed the mighty herb, healing 67 health. Mighty herb. Bolted, it won't have any effect.
Okay, Bolted Dash died.
Oh, damn.
Has been revived. Mighty Herb. Bolted Dash swallowed the Mighty Herb, healing 65 health. Storm Jimitrin has 144 out of 144 health.
No.
Oh, that one's fine. Cool.
Oh, right, so. We're not out of the woods yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, this part was confusing for me too because I couldn't remember which way to swim. Forget we have tamers coming up in a bit.
The waters. Thank you. found a monster herb.
Very useful. Oh, is that a staircase?
I think I've gone back to where I started.
Oh, crap. Yeah, shift R and you'll find out.
This is your first time visiting this area. Game saved. Baron Underground F2. Baron Underground F3.
Oh crap. Yeah. Or is this the place that it doesn't work when you hit? I don't know. Oh god, we got hit.
Ninja Kid swallowed the mighty herb, healing 78 health. Ultra Ring Counterdown's effects have expired. Ultra Ring Counterdown.
Oh, this area really sucks too.
Alright, so that goes there.
Four notifications.
Should have been a gap there that you go through, but I don't remember which way. It's very easy to get mixed up in that spot. Jeez, I did.
I can't remember where you have to go.
I don't know, but I think you're back where we started.
Keep going around in circles.
Yeah, that's what I did too, so.
Is that to the east?
I think you want to keep going north and east, I think, or northwest. Forget.
I'll try.
In the water.
Okay.
like a gap, but I don't know.
Hey, done it.
There are some spikes scattered.
Oh god, I hate this bin!
Very dangerous.
Oh, you did save, right?
I'm saving right now. Okay, this part is not fun.
No, it's not. This whole barren underground bit is not fun. But
so, the way this works...
Oh, God. It's...
That is a speed booster. The way this works...
You can't save once you're on it.
And there are spikes which will hit you hard. And when I say hard, I mean like over 100 damage to a Manamon. So the way this works is you have to use this speed booster to then get through the room.
But then you can't save because your speed boost is enabled, so you cannot save here. So make sure you save before you get to this area. Oh,
select,
we took damage.
To use this icon. Ninjakin swallowed the mighty herb, healing 101 health.
Oh god.
Oh, what's how this works?
There you are. You got it, I think. Okay. Oh, there went Ninjarkin. I think you're out of the... Yep, you got.
Has been revived.
Tamers coming up.
Yep.
Ninjakin swallowed the mighty herb, gaining 67 health. Oops.
Undead tamers. Oops, sorry. Oh.
Arun found a Daedalus dust. Arun.
That's useful.
Not in there, it's not.
Oh, in it?
Silicates.
No, I tried using one to get out of there. Nope.
Select.
Oh, that's evil.
Yeah, because you're not exactly in a cave. You can only use it in a cave.
It'll smell soon.
Okay, so now we have tamers.
Unknown has challenged you to a battle. Unknown sent out a skeleton.
Okay, let's use a Manamon that needs.
Leveled up, right?
Yeah.
Thing is, which one's going to be effective on these guys?
Decisive.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Air smells of... You will smell... The tamer unknown has challenged you to a battle. Unknown sent out a skeleton. Go. Desist. Select an aptitude knife stick. Desist. Desist has dealt 78 damage to foe skeleton. Fosnoto used Death Thrash.
Uh-oh. That's not a good move.
Foskeletone has dealt 26 damage to desist. Cheap frigid time.
Of course! Of course they're undead! They're weak to ice!
Yes!
Desist gained 1006. Dead Tamer Unknown is about to summon Skinu. Do you want to substitute your Manamon? Yes.
He's the one who's really under level. He's level 45.
Yeah.
Baldadish has dealt 68 damage to Foskemu. Foskemu used. Foskemu has dealt 4 damage to Baldadish.
4 damage.
Yeah.
Baldadish has dealt 74 damage to Foskemu. Foskemu has dealt 10 damage to Baldadish.
I think Flood did more damage on this guy than, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Dead Tamer Unknown is about to summon Morgul. Do you want Morgul to substitute
is
your man?
Undead.
Yes, but desist. Go, desist. Unknown sent out a Morgul.
Oh, I caught one of those the other day.
Desist has dealt 195 damage to
Fiend.
The Morgul has been defeated. Desist gained 1,000. Dead Tamer Unknown defeated. Crumbles.
Ooh.
Obtained 1,173 gold.
There's more.
Select. Here comes another one.
Game saved. Select.
Okay, we're making good progress, folks, so far.
Yeah, we are. Doing a hell of a lot better than I did. Excuse my language.
Really?
Dead Tamer Unknown has challenged you to battle.
Yeah, took me several days to get through this place. Oh god, I hate that one.
Select cheap knives.
That one's enough to give you the shivers.
Desist has dealt 126 damage to Foe Van Shriek.
Oh, it's doing a tremor then.
Foban Shriek's magic attack was increased by 5 stages. Foban Shriek is fired up with adrenaline. Desist has dealt 123 damage to
however, it died.
Foban Shriek has been defeated. Desist gained
2,000.
Whoa, over 2,000 experience!
Desist increased to level 48.
Whoa,
man. Increased by 2. Strength by 2. Desist now has 15 training points after Dead Tamer Unknown defeated. Crumble. Obtained 600.
I love that. Crumble.
Crumble, yeah. At first I thought it was saying grumble. I had to really listen. I was like, okay, you're dead. Why are you grumbling?
Another tamer, Westward Bound.
Game saved.
Let's show this tamer who is.
Oh,
random encounter.
A feral Yakko, desist. Select a cheap desist. Desist has dealt 59 damage to Foe Sanctozel.
Oh, then.
Sanctozel's magic attack was increased by 5 stages. Foe Sanctozel is fired up with adrenaline. The attack missed.
Oh!
Osank Tozel's strength was increased by one stage. Osank Tozel suffered 37 damage from acute exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
Desist has dealt 54 damage to Osank Tozel. Osank Tozel has been defeated. Victory. Desist gained 1,000. Obtained 195 gold. Select Balderdash. Desist. Select Ultra Encounter Down. Select Game saved. Select SHHHHHHH. Dead Tamer Unknown has challenged you to a battle. Unknown sent out a club rule.
Ooh.
Okay, I have the perfect Malamon for that.
Balded Storm Aranai Expunge. Dead Tamer Unknown has challenged you to a battle. Unknown sent out a club rule. Go, expunge. Select. Expunge has dealt 150 damage to Folk Club Rule.
Oh, yeah.
Club Rule has been defeated. Expunge gained 1,000. Dead Tamer Unknown is about to summon Gargan-chan. Do you want to substitute your Manamon? Yes. Subbaldada Expunge. Expunge is level 46. What's Aranite? Aranite is level 47. Expunge. Unknown sent out a Gargan charm. Expunge has dealt 146 damage to Faux Gargan Charm.
Oh man.
Faux Gargan Charm has dealt 47 damage to Expunge. Expunge has dealt 150 damage to Faux Gargan Charm. Faux Gargan Charm has been defeated.
Nice.
Expunge gained 2,000.
Okay, that one is just a bit creepy sounding when it dies, because it sounds like it's saying, oh god.
Desist at Storm. Go, Storm Jimitron. Unknown sent out an Escargma. Select an action for in switch Manamon. Select the Manamon Aranite, Disit Ninja Aranite, Storm Jimitron, Balded Expunge. Expunge has 106,401 experience points and needs 2,900.
Oh, no. What the heck is going on with my sound? Oh. That's not good.
Bonus Gardner has dealt 48 damage to Balderdash.
Damn.
Balderdash has dealt 132 damage to Faux Escargma.
If you're wondering who Escargma is, Escargma is the transformation of Slugook. And in order to transform Slugook into Escargma, you need to walk 20,000 steps with it in your party before it will transform.
Ah. See, I almost caught a Slugood in the last place I was, but I decided not to.
Okay, do not go down that pit.
Good thing
yet.
I didn't.
Whatever you do
yeah.
not go down that pit yet, because there is a chest.
Yeah, exactly.
Arun found the underground key to. Arun stored the underground
Ooh,
key to the other items.
Two down, one to go.
Two down, one to go.
Baron Underground.
And here we are. Let's go up the metal stairs now. We are making very good progress here.
Yeah, we are.
And I have to say, this section is very, very straightforward.
Yeah. Okay. So, this part.
We now have a music puzzle coming up. However, it's a music puzzle with a difference, because in order to activate the webs, you have to do it on a conveyor belt. Now, the way you do this is the webs are 1, 2, 5, 5, 2, 1. So it's all about timing. If you mess up, go back on the other conveyor belt and then go back on in order to hit the notes that you haven't got. So, let's give this a go. Okay, half of it done already.
Game saved. Select input six.
I probably should have shown you what the tune actually is, but I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
But I just remember what it is.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Select input.
Okay.
Game saved. Select. Quarter Chiller is pleased with your performance and runs.
And there we go! How quick was that?
That was pretty quick because it took me several tries to get it.
Okay, so head north.
There's a cannon. Oh, yay.
Yep, we have our good friend, the cannon elk.
Oh, we have an item too.
Five ultra encounter downs. That'd be useful. Okay, so the way this works is we now have to fight some we have to now fight a boulder dash.
50 boulder dash attacked you. Go expunge. Oh, boulder dash used stone wall. Boulder dash has dealt 18 damage to expunge.
He's so tanky.
Expunge has dealt 86 damage to foe boulder dash. Expunge suffered 11 trap damage from stone wall. Foe boulder dash. Foe boulder dash has dealt 51 damage to expunge. Dealt 165 damage to foe boulder dash.
Another one takes the dust.
Victory. Expunge gained 1,000. Obtained 217 gold.
Okay, so we now have to fight a Volantrol, which is the third transformation of Lime Worm. And this thing is no pushover, I can tell you.
Yeah.
However,
Earth Tornado,
Aranite. Oh, you listen to the sound of this move.
Aranite has dealt 65 damage to foe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I had it done on my team.
Foe has dealt 74 damage to Aranite. Foe-Volantrol's speed was reduced by one stage. Foe-Volantrol has 54% select. Aranite has dealt 126 damage.
Ooh, that's another one bites the dust.
Victory. Aranite gained 1,637 experience points. Obtained 249 gold.
Heck yeah.
Okay, and our final Manamon, which we have
to... Ah, my Horus.
Expunge, desist, expunge. View your part, select an option. Mighty Herb, select... Expunge swallowed the Mighty Herb, feeling 120 health.
Watch out, he doesn't use Earthquake on you.
Expunge swallowed the Mighty Herb, feeling 7 health. Select in game saved. A feral level 50 Mitor has attacked you. Go, expunge. Select an action, choose a move. Dren, expunge.
And it's down!
214 damage to foe my
Taurus.
Oh, dang. My Taurus has been defeated. Victory. Expunge gained 1,500. Obtained 219 gold.
Okay, so yet again, don't go down the pit straight away because
there's a chest.
Arun found the underground key 3. Arun stored the underground key 3.
And there we have it. We now have all 3 keys.
Game saved. Select. Ultra encounter downs effects have expired.
Oh shoot. Ultra. There's the fire pit. Down.
Select in game saved. Select an option.
And the fireballs.
Game saved.
Hey, he timed it perfectly. Do it tonight, or do you want to wait till later?
Well, this is it. I'm wondering whether to do it or whether to try and get stuff to level 50.
Yeah, I would level up. Honestly, I would. Because that next battle that's coming up is going to be a doozy.
Yeah, I think I'd rather get to level 50. Okay. I didn't want to have to do it this way, but I think actually, on reflection, it will be better because in tomorrow's episode, we will cover the rest of the Baron Underground, or the Baron Heart as it's known, plus we will cover the Frozen Hinterland as well. So we have got a lot coming up tomorrow, So, In the next episode, we are going to target, we will finish the Baron Underground, and then we will enter the Frozen Hinterland. And then after that, we're pretty much almost done with Requia. After the Frozen Hinterland, we have one more dungeon left, and then that is it. Requia is complete. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. thanks for listening.
4,830 gold.
We will see you next time when we see what happens next. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you soon. Bye for now.